This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Elaine Cobb. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has opened up to TV's Dr. Phil about President Biden's new warning about withholding weapons if the IDF invades Gaza's southern city of Rafah.
We'll fight if necessary. I've said we'll fight with our fingernails. I assure you, we have more than fingernails.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor Chuck Freilich.
Israel may have lost. Its international standing is bad. And now we've seen this emerging divide with the United States. For Hamas, I think that's an incredible achievement.
Ceasefire talks have stalled again. We're getting a look at body cam video of a deadly police shooting in Florida. Blurry footage shows a sheriff's deputy opening fire on U.S. service member Roger Fortson inside his off-base apartment. Fortson was holding a handgun he owned legally. Sheriff Eric Aiden.
I want to assure you that we are not hiding, covering up, or taking action that would result in a rush to judgment of Mr. Fortson or our deputy.
Officers had gone to the wrong door responding to a 911 call. The deputy who shot Fortson is now on leave. Two backcountry skiers were killed and one was rescued after an avalanche Thursday in the mountains outside Salt Lake City. KUTV's Kristen McPhee.
We're told that this was a group of experienced backcountry skiers who had avalanche gear. And now the recovery process begins for those skiers who lost their lives.
Their families have been notified. Rescue teams were going to try to recover their bodies on Friday, if the weather allows. A legendary musician's getting court-approved oversight.
The management and family of 81-year-old Beach Boys co-founder Brian Wilson became very worried about him, saying he has suffered a serious mental decline and needs help after the recent death of his wife, who handled many of his affairs. So they turned to the court, and a judge has granted the petition for conservatorship. Two of Wilson's longtime reps will now be empowered to make decisions for him. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Prices have gotten so out of control, a new survey finds more people are snubbing restaurants, and when they do go, they're leaving smaller tips. And that's not all. Pop Menu's Brendan Sweeney.
Over half of consumers say they're prioritizing restaurants with larger portions, so they have leftovers for another meal. 66% of consumers choose restaurants to provide more affordable menu items or special offers.
Ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are up 19 points. Dow futures are ahead 117. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak, pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers crushed the Cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers took early swings at St. Louis starter Sonny Gray's fastball, and it worked. Home runs for Rhys Hoskins, Jake Bowers, Joey Ortiz. On the way to a 7-1 Brewers win, manager Pat Murphy.
Opening the game, three hard contacts to open the game, and then Hoskins, two-run homer, and then Ortiz got him, and you're like, wow, yeah, that set the tone.
Milwaukee's now beat St. Louis 9 of their last 10 games. NBA, Pat Beverly caught on tape threw a ball at a heckling Pacers fan, then refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter in the Bucks' season-ending loss in Indy. Beverly, now facing a four-game suspension.
I had not seen that interview. I just heard that that happened, and so we talked about that and then the ball-throwing incident. And he made a comment to me about what was being said back his way, and I just said, I get it, but... We're coaches and athletes. You just can't do those certain things.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north, switching to the south by midday at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little light rain, our low 48. Tomorrow, sunshine. 63, and on Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the greatest radio show ever, Mark Pocan in the 3 o'clock hour, Joe Walsh, Republican former presidential candidate in the 5 o'clock hour, Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Hear about people who get upset about little things in their life. And they blame the fact that we've been on the moon for their problems. As if there's a possible tie-in, you know? Like if their phone cord is all tangled up, they can put a man on the moon. But they can't make a damn phone cord that won't bunch up. They can put a man on the moon! Maybe if we never did that, they'd be happy, huh? Isn't that phone cord driving you crazy? Oh, nah. We haven't even had a man on the moon yet. Why would I let something like this bother me? I think life's a bowl of cherries.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes.
I'm really excited, ladies and gentlemen. I just had a birthday.
WRJN, good morning. I'm Don Rosen here at your hometown radio, Refreshed. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. He's got the newest summer movie. That's right, we're talking summer movies already. Used to wait till, you know, the end of May, June. You know, now they're just kicking them out at the beginning of May. This one's a big one, big monkey movie coming out today. So we'll talk about that coming up. Also, he was at CinemaCon in Las Vegas recently, and he has the lowdown on what's coming out for the next year or so. In addition to that, he's going to tell us about some of the new innovations in theaters that they have planned. I don't know what more they can do. They have digital projection with no projector, you know, just no human running the projectors. Everything's automated. They have these Barca Lounger recliners that have lots of room. You know, when somebody used to have to get up from their seats at a movie theater, everybody in the row had to stand up to let them through because there was no leg room. Now, you don't need to even do that. You don't need to move the chair. Just let the whole Barca Lounger open up the whole way and people walk right through and there's no problem. So that's pretty neat. Yeah. All right, what else do we have for you in the news today? All right, you remember what you dreamed about last night? A woman in Australia used a set of lottery numbers that came to her in a dream. She ran out to the store, put those numbers down. $670,000, a winner. She wouldn't tell us what the numbers were, though. Want your kids to make big money playing sports? Forget about football. Forget about baseball. Forget about basketball. It's soccer. Cristiano Ronaldo, he was last year's highest paid athlete, $136 million. He's followed by two other soccer players. You know, there was soccer's not a big thing, but in the rest of the world, that's all there is, soccer. Florida's roads might become radioactive soon. Lawmakers approved a bill to allow the use of something called PG to be used in road construction. Gives off radon gas, and the federal government says it's too toxic to do anything with. Just driving on the roads might not hurt you, but the bigger concern is the health effects it could have on road workers and the environment. Why would you put them through that? Odd but true. This is right out of Oliver Twist. A McDonald's in Kentucky has been fined for hiring two unpaid 10-year-old children, making them work as late as 2 o'clock in the morning. That is out of Oliver. Oliver Twist. A former bride asking a wedding photographer she wants a full refund because she got divorced after 4 years. Why would he give a refund? That's like going to Photomat. What am I talking about? That's like when you used to get film developed at Photomat or Walgreens or something, get film developed. Oh, I don't like these pictures. I want my money back. Doesn't work like that. All right, here are some fun facts for you. The word selfie, used for the first time on an online message board in Australia back in 2002. Guy posted a photo of his lip after he cut it drinking at a friend's 21st birthday party. Said he took a selfie. There you go. When bubble wrap was first invented in 1957, it was supposed to be a textured wallpaper. It took 3 years before someone figured out it would work better as packing material. The movie Footloose, remember that with Kevin Bacon, the original one? Because there was a remake of it. The original Footloose didn't have a big enough budget to shoot that big dance scene for the ending. Test audiences felt cheated. So the studio paid $200,000, and that was a lot of money back in the 80s, to shoot that scene. It took 6 weeks before the movie opened up. Imagine the movie's all ready to go and you have to reshoot a major scene for it. And you're more likely to get hurt at work on a Monday than any other day of the week. Friday's the fewest injuries. Maybe Monday because you're tired from the weekend. You're not paying attention to, you know, those big machines that are supposed to cut bone. Maybe that's why. Here are a couple of rude things you shouldn't be doing at the grocery store. Leaving your cart in the parking lot. You know, they have cart racks everywhere. There's a guy on, I don't know if it's on Facebook or YouTube, wherever he is, called the Cart Narc is what he does. He goes around parking lots at supermarkets, and if you leave the cart laying in the middle of the, you know, parking lot and not in the cart rack, he goes running up to you going, like a siren alarm. And he says, I'm the cart narc. You didn't put your cart away. And people are just saying, get away from me. I'm going to tell the story. He says, you got to put your cart away. And he hassles them until they get, some of them get out of the car and move the cart and apologize. Some just don't. Then he's got these magnetic stickers he puts on your car with the cart narc. He's very annoying. But he's right. I mean, you got these, you know, they leave the carts in the parking space, so the next person has to get out, move their cart, put it in the cart rack, and then park. So, yeah, that is annoying. How about letting your kids misbehave in the supermarket? I don't see it as much as I used to, where kids, I want that! Throwing a temper tantrum right in the aisle of the supermarket. And parents just let them do it. How about this? Going to the checkout lane, and you're all ready to go, oh, I got to grab one more thing. So everybody online has to wait because you have to grab one more thing. I never do that. I'd be embarrassed, so I don't do that. How about trying to game the 10 items or less lane? They don't even have that anymore. You go to a supermarket, you're lucky if you find two lanes opened up because they want you to use that self-checkout. I think Walmart got rid of the self-checkout, or I read they were going to get rid of it. So easy to shoplift on that self-checkout line. You know what people do? Put two items in their hand, scan one, and put them both in the bag. It's very, I don't know why people would, you know, steal, but that's, you're being a thief is what you're being. So, yeah. So people try to game that. poll found 89% of us think lining up with more than 10 items is rude. People used to do it, though. And did you actually count their items when you were there? You go, 1, 2, 3, 4. 12 items and the 10. Take this guy in the parking lot and beat him up. Did you ever do that? I never argued with it. Now, if I saw somebody with a full cart lining up, I used to say, this is a 10-item line. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you've got 30 or 40 items here. Yeah, I know. What are you going to do? I mean, you tell the clerk, and they're not going to do anything. They don't want to get into a big fight. So, I guess the things we have to live with. A farmer in Michigan was in a fight with his neighbor over the property line, so he decided to build a wall. He did. 250 feet long, made out of manure. The city said nothing they can do. It's his property. Yeah, but isn't that like a health hazard to build a 250-foot wall out of manure? Not to mind the smell, huh? A guy was flying out of Las Vegas on Frontier Airlines. He was furious when they charged him $55 baggage fees. The next day, he called the airline and threatened to kill everyone at the call center and blow up the airport. Well, now he's facing a new charge for making terrorist threats. Why would you do something stupid like that? Here's an actual news headline. This is from CBS 11 in Colorado Springs, Colorado. This was their headline on the news. Boulders block road in Boulder Canyon near Boulder, according to the Boulder County Sheriff's Office. How many times can they get that word Boulder in that headline? I don't know if they did it as a joke, but it's pretty funny. All right, more successful relationships have come out of the TV show The Bachelorette than The Bachelor. A neuroscientist says it's because women are primed to think about their weddings from an early age, so they have a much clearer purpose and intent when they go on the show. You know, I used to watch that, but it's so scripted now. It's like, all right, we got to get four women crying and two women beating themselves up. And if it's the other way around, we have to get two guys pushing and shoving and flexing their muscles. It's so scripted, I don't bother with the show anymore. But Survivor and Amazing Race, you know. Yeah, did you watch Amazing Race? Not the one that was just on. It was the one on the week before. I could talk about it now. I didn't want to use the spoiler on it. But they had this mother and his son. They were in second place. And there's a crew car that follows behind them. A camera and the sound guy and a producer. And the rule says you've got to be with your crew car the whole time. If you're not, you've got to stop. You can't continue on. So they were going down this road. They made a turn. The crew car didn't make the turn with them. It went straight. So when they were in second place. They got to their destination where they had to do their challenge or whatever. And they had to sit in the car. I don't know how long it was, but enough where they were in last place and they were sent home because the crew car didn't follow them. They weren't paying attention. And I was talking to Kurt Bowman, my friend, who you'll be hearing here on the air pretty soon. Anyway, Kurt saw it. He said the same thing I did. It was unfair. People online are screaming foul that, you know, CBS should have done something, you know, halted the game, done something, because these two poor people did nothing wrong. It was their crew car that, you know, screwed up. And they lost a potential $1 million. All right. Here's a list of bands that don't actually have the word "the" in their names. Beastie Boys, Carpenters. They're not the Carpenters. I heard Richard Carpenter once say, "We're not the Carpenters. We're just Carpenters." Grateful Dead. They're not the Grateful Dead. Misfits, Pretenders, Ramones, Red Hot Chili Peppers, and the Steve Miller Band is not the Steve Miller Band. It's the Steve Miller Band. Huh. Yeah, Carpenters I knew. And he used to bother me when people said, "Coming up, the Carpenters." No, it's not the Carpenters. Just Carpenters. But, you know, I say Carpenters now since I heard Richard Carpenter. And I get angry about it. I don't want him mad at me. 719 WRJN, sunny today with a high near 61. Right now, sunshine at Radio Park, 49 degrees.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Big Deals. Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals. And here's a reminder from a mom for you.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this mom is here to tell you that I Love Gift Certificates from Big Deals. Certificates for dining, entertainment, and a whole lot more. And if you purchase today, your Big Deal store is offering you an additional 15% off your entire purchase. Just use the promo code MOM. Today and today only, save big from Big Deals.
Go to WRJN.com and click the Big Deals tab to save for mom.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
I always thought doggers didn't know what they were doing, but now I got proof now, because if you've been watching TV lately, you have certainly noticed that every other commercial on TV is one of those prescription drug ads. Right? Apparently we're supposed to tell our doctors what to prescribe for us. Like that Prevacid commercial, they're like, ask your doctor about Prevacid. Now, shouldn't your doctor know about Prevacid? Isn't that the guy's job? It's like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. But what about Prevacid? Hey, you know, you're right. That's a good point. I hadn't thought of that. Now, how many milligrams is good? Did it say in the commercial? I didn't see the commercial.
Was the second incarnation of that song, Everlasting Love. Robert Knight had the original version, and then this Carl Carlton's version, and then it was Gloria Estefan had a version of that song. We're due for another one, every 20 years. There's got to be another version of that song, or 10 years, whatever. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theater. He's got a new movie opening up this weekend. It's a big summer blockbuster. It's a sequel to 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 a sequel. We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, he was at CinemaCon out in Las Vegas, which is different than Show West. I got to ask him what the difference is. So he was out in Vegas at CinemaCon a few weeks ago, and he had some really good stuff he learned about, like what new movies are coming out, new technology, new concession stuff. He's found out all that stuff. So we'll check in with Brett Hoffman coming up in just a few minutes here. All right, looking for a new job. These are four surprising jobs that pay well. Disc jockey is not on the list. So don't even think if you want to get into radio, you're going to make millions. Didn't work like that. All right, here they are. Professional golf ball diver. That's up to $100,000 a year. I think these are the guys that dig the golf balls out of the water holes. You know, when you're in a golf course, there's water, you know, a little pond there. I think that's the job. to $100,000 a year. UPS drivers, they make $77,000 on average. Worked at a radio station in Milwaukee, and one of the UPS drivers decided he wanted to be in radio, sales radio. He made more driving a UPS truck. Okay. Air traffic controllers, $119,000 a year on average. I would not want that job. You talk about stress. You have thousands and thousands and thousands of lives, you know, depending on you every single day. I wouldn't want that job. And a hot dog vendor. Now, don't laugh at these guys. These guys in New York City, you see with the Sabret hot dog stands on the street, they can make up to $100,000 a year. People think, oh, I'm going to go buy a hot dog and help that guy out. That guy's going to get into his Mercedes as soon as he gets off of work. Now, those guys make a lot of money. Americans spend an average of 23 minutes a day doing dishes. Yeah, that's not that much. Yeah, we don't have a dishwasher. We wanted to do dishes ourselves. Let me correct that. My wife wanted us to do dishes ourselves, so we don't have a dishwasher, which is fine with me. That multiplies out to about 5.8 days a year, or about a full year over the course of your lifetime, just washing dishes. That assumes that that's not your full-time job, washing dishes. Here's a couple of ways your relationship might be hurting you. Fighting increases your risk for heart problems, stroke, and diabetes. Snoring or hogging the covers can lead to bad sleep. And not talking through issues causes headaches, anxiety, and depression. There are $5 amounts you cannot bet on the TV show Jeopardy. They will not allow bets. There's $69 and $666. Pretty obvious why they won't allow that. There's also $14, $88, and $1,488. Now, I couldn't figure out why. Apparently, they're associated with white supremacy. $14, $88, and $1,488. So those are $5 amounts they will not accept as bids on Jeopardy. What if that's all you have left in your account when you do the Daily Double or something and you want to bet whatever you can? What happens? What happens to Final Jeopardy and that's all you have left on this thing there? All right, well, those are the rules of the game. Those are the rules, I guess. Here's what makes moms the most disappointed or annoyed on Mother's Day, which, by the way, is Sunday. Don't forget. According to the survey, having to clean up after a party or meal. You know what? It's Mother's Day. You clean up the table on Mother's Day. Not being able to take a break from everyday routines. You know what? Clean up your own bedroom. Make your own sheets. Do your own laundry that day, all right? It's Mother's Day. Or you could say to mom, don't do the dishes today. Don't do laundry today. Don't clean up today. Wait till tomorrow to do it, mom. Feeling exhausted at the end of the day. It happens. Your mother should be the queen of the day. Should be queen for a day. Remember that old TV show? I vaguely remember it. But Jack Bailey used to tell these mothers, how would you like to be queen for a day? And the premise of the network, I think it was on CBS or something. The premise of the show was they get these women that have hard luck stories in life. That, you know, really terrible lives. And what they used to do was have them tell their story. And then I guess, I don't know, people voted? Or how it worked, but they were called queen for a day, and they used to give them these luxury items, you know, to do housework easier, I guess. And sometimes they got trips and so forth, and it was called queen for a day. We should bring that back. All right. I miss my mom's. I don't think I treated... let's see here. All right. Top ways people treat their pets like their kids. Making sure they eat healthy and get enough exercise. My daughter buys this farmer's whatever food called Farmer's Friend or Farmer's something or other. Yeah, she does that for her dog. Creating a social media account for them. I know somebody, this company, that's got a social media account for their dogs. Buying them presents and wearing matching outfits. That I've never seen. Thank goodness. I'm Don Rosen. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny with a high near 61 degrees. Right now, 49 degrees and sunny at Radio Park. We're talking movies in just a few minutes. There we are.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This report is sponsored by Lee's Deli, serving Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Don't give up on China just yet. That's the advice of one of the administrators from the Foreign Ag Service. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and that's his advice specifically for Wisconsin's specialty crop producers and even Wisconsin's dairy industry. Dan Whitley is the administrator of the Foreign Ag Service, and he said their latest survey shows some demographic changes in Southeast Asia could bring good news for Wisconsin's cheese industry.
We got a lot happening in the dairy sector. We've been having some discussions with China. We're doing some fact-finding work there coming up real soon. We're hearing about the opportunities for ingredients, particularly on the cheese side, things like pizza cheese. Folks in China seem very, very interested to sort of increase their consumption and their purchase of those commodities. And I think, you know, American dairy industry is going to take advantage of that.
Dan Whitley, he's the chief administrator for the Foreign Ag Service. He said the opportunities for dairy aren't just limited to China. They just returned from a trade mission to Africa, where he says 70% of the population is under the age of 30 and obviously ripe for targeting of things like pizza cheese. Cheese was up yesterday in Chicago. We'll get you up to speed on the rest of the markets in front of today's USDA acreage report. Stand by.
I look at this dairy cow, and again, it's the animal that I love. The things that this dairy cow can do and the way that she can produce milk, to me, there is no substitute for milk in the world. And to be able to keep cows and help cows produce that for people, to me, that's a privilege. I'm Dr. Bill Zimmer. Nutrition and microbials, commonly called probiotics. That's BioVet. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Two big reports that are going to hit the marketplace at about 11 o'clock this morning. The first of which is USDA's projections on how many corn and soybean acres will be planted here in the United States. Then at 11:15 this morning, they'll give us the world ag supply demand situation that gives us a better global perspective on what's being grown and what's been harvested. So the market getting in position for that report this morning before the opening bell. December corn's up 2.25 at 482. November soybeans right now, they're up a half a cent at 1201. July wheat on a Friday morning right now, up 19.25 at 656.75. The dairy markets yesterday, barrel cheese gained a penny and a quarter, 191.25. 40-pound block cheese was up 2.75 cents at 198. The AA butter down 2.5 at 299.75 per pound. The Class 3 fluid milk that goes into cheese down 19 cents currently at 2017. July contracted milk down a dime at 1985 a hundredweight. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north, switching to the south by midday at 5 to 15. Tonight, a little light rain, our low 48. Tomorrow, sunshine 63. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Fans, here's your Quick Trip to the Ballpark ticket offer. Spend $200 at participating Quick Trip locations and get a free Terrace Reserve ticket to a 2024 Brewers home game. Check brewers.com/quicktrip for more details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Home of the Don Rosen Morning Show, weekdays 6 till 8, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
I was making pancakes the other day, and a fly flew into the kitchen. And that's when I realized that a spatula is a lot like a fly swatter. And a crushed fly is a lot like a blueberry. And a roommate is a lot like a fly eater. I think it's interesting that cologne rhymes with alone. If I have to move up in a building, I choose the elevator over the escalator. Because one time I was riding the escalator and I tripped. I fell down the stairs for an hour and a half. Just kept falling. Thanks. Thanks, everybody. I think employee of the month is a good example of when a person can be a winner and a loser at the same time.
The Pork Chops. Oh, I forgot what his name was already. The lead singer from the Pork Chops. Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. Do you remember what movie the lead singer from the Pork Chops? I thought it was Levon something. I'm trying to remember his name. Can't remember his name. He was the voice of a major character in a major musical motion picture. He was the leader of the Pork Chops. Do you remember his name?
You know, I do not.
Hold on. Do you remember what movie it was? I'll tell you. I know the movie. I'm going to look up the movie now. Do you remember? It was a movie.
I don't, Don.
Oh, come on. You're a big movie fan. Hold on. I got to look this up for a second here. Give me 1 second, and I hate to do this when I'm on the air, but I'm going to do it. Hold on, because it's going to bother me for the whole time I'm talking to you. The movie was Little Shop of Horrors. That I can tell you. He was the voice of Audrey 2, the big plant. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me. Remember that?
Of course I do.
Okay. His name was... Oh, they don't have his picture here. Oh, you got to be kidding me here. I can't go through the, I can't go through the show without knowing. Hold on. I'll get it. Levi Stubbs. Levi Stubbs. He was that voice on the Four Tops singing lead, and he was, feed me, Seymour. Feed me. Anyway, enough with that. It would bother me for the full half hour if I didn't get that out of my mouth. So anyway, Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. Brett, thank you for joining me here. We've got the summer movie season starting already. Actually started last week. There was really no summer movie season before Jaws. People don't realize that because people, you know, were born in after 1975, don't realize there was no summer movie season. They used to be a dumping ground for movies, right? Before that?
Oh, of course, of course. This used to be a time when Hollywood thought, hey, everyone's on vacation, everyone's out, they're boating, they're going to beaches. Why would anyone stick themselves inside of a movie theater? And man, that movie, a little movie called Jaws that happened to be a nightmare to shoot on the water for Spielberg, look what that did for us all. And I think we're pretty happy about it because nothing says summer like either a barbecue on one side or going to a blockbuster movie. So those two things just go hand in hand, and you can fit them both in across our 3+ months of summer.
When I was a kid, we used to walk up and down the streets of Manhattan going to movie theater, you know, going to those big movie palaces, and they had banners hanging out in front of the theaters saying air condition or cool inside with little icicles, you know, hanging up on the thing. And so you went in the movie theater because we didn't have air, not everybody had air conditioning, to get cool. You didn't care what was playing. It was just cold inside, so you went in to go to the movies. But that's all changed now because now you go into a movie theater to actually see the quality of the movie, which is really good. And we have a big monkey movie opening up this weekend, right?
That's exactly right. The big movie coming up and opening right now is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. And man, is it a good one. This one is set many years after the conclusion of the last Planet of the Apes movies that came out, and that was 2017's War of the Planet of the Apes. But in this one, which is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, the ape societies have grown. Meanwhile, the human population has dwindled. And ultimately in this one, one ape with the help of one young human woman, they're going to take on this tyrannical ape leader and determine the fate and the future of how apes and humans interact together. So the movie is absolutely perfect on the big screen. There is a plethora of action and special effects. People have been watching this. There were special early access previews on Wednesday. There were showings for the public last night on premiere night. And people are just loving this one. It has a certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And they've really done a nice job with these past few Ace films with kind of this new series of ape films. The director, Wes Ball, just breathes new life into this one. And this is one where you want to go out. You want to see something like this on the big screen. It's big, it's epic, and it's a spectacle. So check this one out on the Ultra Screen or Super Screen right there at Renaissance Cinema, because it is a great one.
Now, I went to the premiere of Escape from the Planet of the Apes in 1971. My mom and dad took me to the Astor Theater in Manhattan in Times Square, and it was opening day, and we went to the, I don't know what we were doing in Manhattan at 10 o'clock in the morning going to a movie, but we did. And we went to Escape from the Planet of the Apes, and it was the very first theater ever showing the movie, and I was there on opening day. So I could say I went to the world premiere of Escape from the Planet of the Apes in New York. There was no red carpet or anything. We just walked in with the rest of the homeless people in Manhattan. We saw the movie at the Astor Theater. Hey, you mentioned Rotten Tomatoes. This is an interesting story I found. I saved it for you today. Rotten Tomatoes. Now, Rotten Tomatoes, what they do is it's like an accumulation of reviews for the movie. They'll take like how many, all the reviews they can find, and they'll give them a rating, and then you know if it was an 80 or 90% rating from Rotten Tomatoes, it means that 90% of the reviews they found were all good reviews, and that's basically how it works. Well, they dug up an 80-year-old negative review of the movie Citizen Kane. Now, up to that point, Rotten Tomatoes gave Citizen Kane a 100% rating. They found that one negative review, and now it's at 99%. You will never guess their new number one movie on the site that has 100% rating. You'll never guess it in a million years. Want to take a guess?
Let's see. It can't be something. I would have thought it would have been a classic movie like
Godfather or something like that.
But you're telling me no.
Now, Paddington 2 is at 100%. That's the number one movie now on Rotten Tomatoes. Paddington 2. Are you kidding me? I didn't know there was a Paddington 2. But the problem is, if it only got like 5 reviews, I remember Eddie Murphy once, when he just started acting, he was in like 3 movies that were good, and he got like a 100% rating on some, he was the best actor. He was only in 3 movies, and they were all good. You know, Beverly Hills Cop and I think Trading Places, and he was in one other one. And so, you know, he got the 100% rating. But Paddington 2?
Paddington 2. And there's another Paddington movie coming out in January of 2025. And I guess we can see why, if it's the highest rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes at this moment.
You know, I cried at Paddington. Now, this is the thing I cried at. Paddington Bear sat down for tea with Queen Elizabeth before, obviously, before she passed away. And he talked to her, and then he bowed down to the Queen at the end. It was, you know, obviously, you know, CGI'd and whatever. But I watched that, and I got teary-eyed, and I had a tear coming down my face watching Paddington Bear talk to Queen Elizabeth and bowing down to her and saying nice things. And I got very misty-eyed when I saw that. And I don't even know who Paddington Bear is. He wears that hat, and he's a bear, but I don't know. Anyway, enough with my idiosyncrasies here. Okay, so we got Escape. We've got Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now, what I like about the new Planet of the Apes films, and I saw the trailer for this, back with the original one, the actors wore masks. There was no CGI, no special effects. They had to wear masks, and they had to get made up in these masks. And the major characters had these real good masks on, like Dr. Zaius and all those. The lesser apes have very cheap masks, and you were able to notice it if you looked carefully, because they just had masks they put on, like Halloween masks. But the major characters had the heavy makeup on. And I think we mentioned this once before. As the series got longer, the budgets got less. And they couldn't do the masks like they wanted to. And you could see, it was very obvious on the screen. Remember, was it Battle or Conquest for the Planet of the Apes? It was the last of the big five when it came out. Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about this, yeah. How the Charlton Heston era movies, they seemed to be good at the start and then deteriorate over time. It just became something of a cash cow to put out. Now, by series, it's getting better and better and better, because it is not just people in suits. You are looking at the best special effects, especially in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. But you're right. You're not going to find people in suits on this one. There is a lot of great special effects and CGI in this one,
yeah.
And it is amazing how they make these characters look real. Both the protagonist side and the antagonist side just look very real and very lifelike in this one.
Now, I'm going to tell you something even you don't know. At least I assume you don't know it. Do you remember the second Beneath the Planet of the Apes? Remember that one? That with the bomb that went off? Remember that?
You know, there were a couple of them down the career.
Okay. This was the second one with James Franciscus, and Charlton Heston made a cameo appearance in it. Anyway, there's a scene there where they're in this old building. It's dilapidated. It's like, just looks like it was a Holocaust went through there. Bombs went off and everything else. That is the same set for the movie Hello, Dolly, with Barbara Streisand. When she did the big Hello, Dolly number, she's coming down the grand ballroom steps. It is exactly the same. They use the same set because Fox, they have all these sets. They might as well use them. And so they took the Hello, Dolly set, and they just junked it up for Beneath the Planet of the Apes. And you go online, and there's a side-by-side of it where you can see, you know, the apes walking around on these steps, and then you see Barbara Streisand in Hello, Dolly. See what you learn here? Now you can go back to Greg Marcus and say, Greg, I'll bet you don't know this. And maybe he will know it. I don't know. All right, so what do we have coming out? Do you have the next week? So do we have any future movies we can talk about here?
Yeah, let's go through a little bit. We'll talk about what's in May, and then I'll tell you what I think is going to be the biggest hits of the summer right now. So right now, this weekend, we have Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Next week is another great time for movies, especially for families, because there's a very special movie coming out called IF, and IF stands for Imaginary Friend. John Krasinski directs this one, he writes it, and he also stars in it alongside Ryan Reynolds. It's about a little girl that begins to see everyone else's imaginary friends who they've left behind. So they can see all these imaginary friends, and as you can imagine, they're not exactly real characters because they're imaginary friends. In fact, one of them is the imaginary friend of a colorblind girl, and his name is Blue. But it happens to be purple because she's colorblind. So the whole movie just looks tremendous. It's got tremendous special effects and tremendous thing to bring these characters to life. That movie is IF, and the whole family is going to enjoy this one. It's rated PG, and it's coming out next weekend. It's Imaginary Friend and called IF. So now, I think that's going to be a very special movie coming out.
Hold on. After the break, we've got some more titles we want to talk about after the break. But John Krasinski, you mentioned, he's the guy who put this together. He was Jim on The Office. The TV show, The Office, a real goofy guy who worked at The Office on the TV show. I saw the like a little trailer they made for the film, and Steve Carell, who was with Jim on The Office for like 9 years, with Krasinski on The Office, John Krasinski. He says, also in my movie, a guy used to work with back at some TV series. Anyway, more with Brett coming up next.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Mother's Day is Sunday, and O&H Danish Bakery has delightful and delicious gifts for your mom, such as their traditional heart-shaped Kringle and their spectacular Mother's Day tort. O&H Danish Bakery's heart-shaped Copenhagen cake is bounded with swirled real whipped cream with fresh strawberries nestled in the center. Over the years, O&H's Mother's Day tort has become a favorite for moms throughout the area, and your mom will absolutely love it. Choose a delicious gift for mom at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
At my window, west wind soft as a sweet dream, my love warm as a sunshine.
And it's 7:51 at WRJN. Going to be a beautiful day, sunny with a high near 61. Right now, 51 degrees at Radio Park with sunshine. Some clouds in there, but the sun's coming through full tilt. And we're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. So we got If, another big family summer movie opening up next week. Do we have any big ones on the horizon that we could talk about now before we get to CinemaCon?
Yeah, there are plenty of big ones on the horizon. Let me tell you a little bit about some of these because, man, are they coming up, and they are spectacular. Memorial Day weekend, that's upon us. That is going to have two movies which are just tremendous. The first one is Furiosa, a Mad Max saga. And people remember in 2015, George Miller came back. He directed a new Mad Max movie that was called Mad Max Fury Road. It did spectacularly. It had action. It had everything you wanted in a Mad Max movie and was very well received. Well, there was a character in that movie called Furiosa. And this is the prequel to how she got to be who she was. It's played by Anya Taylor-Joy. It has Chris Hemsworth in this movie as well. Expect an excellent action spectacular. Expect giant panoramic vistas in this vast wasteland from George Miller when he's directed. So Furiosa is going to light up the big screen on Memorial Day weekend. And then another movie comes out, and I'll talk about how this ushers in, besides If, this ushers in a whole new era of new animated films for this summer. Garfield is back on Memorial Day weekend. Sony Pictures is putting out our favorite orange cat. If you look at the trailer, people should really watch this one. It is so cute. There's a trailer talking about how John meets Garfield and how they get together and go home and become a family with John, Odie, and Garfield. And for a lot of children, I think they don't know or aren't used to Garfield anymore because people don't get the newspaper. They don't get the funnies. They don't have those being read to them anymore. But Garfield is a character that is a tremendous part of my childhood. I'm going to bring my 7-year-old to this movie, and I think that's going to be spectacular on Memorial Day weekend.
Your kid is 7 years old already?
Yeah, my son is 7 years old, and we're looking forward to seeing both the Garfield movie and then all these other movies that are coming out this summer, because you've got a couple-week break in between Garfield, and then you've got two other movies that are going to be probably in the top five movies of the summer. And the one of them is Inside Out 2 that's coming out on June 14th, so the middle of June you have Inside Out 2. This was a Pixar movie that I think when it came out it surprised everyone. It was a new series they were starting. People really didn't know what it was about. Of course, it has to deal with a young girl and her her emotions and the emotions that are in her head and that are controlling her. So these voices inside Riley's head were controlling her. In Inside Out 2, she's older. She's beginning her teenage years. And as you can imagine, there is a lot of different emotions that come up as a child goes through adolescence and goes through her teenage years. So this one's going to be really fun. It's Inside Out 2. That's from Pixar and Disney. And then 3 weeks later, you've got another sequel, but I think this one is going to be just absolutely tremendous as well, Despicable Me 4. So this one comes out. You're going to get all the Minions. You're going to get Gru and his family. And I can't imagine a better run for families than you go to Garfield a couple weeks later, you see this movie Inside Out 2, which everyone's going to enjoy, and then a couple weeks later, Despicable Me comes out during July 4th weekend. So there are some great movies for families coming up that I think everyone is going to enjoy.
I'm still back on your kid, 7 years old. I remember when he was born. Now, 7 years old. Hey, before we get to, we only got about 4 minutes left.
Yeah.
So before we get to CinemaCon, I saw the movie Poor Things last night. I don't know what I was expecting. It was a good movie, great movie. I just thought the nudity and the sex in there was more graphic than I ever could have imagined in that movie with a major star in that film. So just be warned, people, if you see. It's a great movie, fantastic film, great performances. I mean, Emma Stone, who won the Oscar, well-deserved it. I was just really shocked when I saw it. I don't shock easily anymore.
Yeah, if you see the movie, you see exactly why Emma Stone won the Oscar for that one.
Yeah.
But yes, it is an R rating, and
hard R.
There are some things in there that make it an R rating. So just everyone know that when they go into that one. But a great piece of cinema. But you're right. There were a lot of things, including nudity, in that movie that if you aren't prepared for it, you should know going in.
I had to cover my eyes. Anyway, okay, you went to CinemaCon out in Las Vegas. Give us some of the big highlights, what you learned out there. You've got 2 minutes left. What are the big highlights?
We've only got 2 minutes, so I'll share with you, like, besides those family films, to me, the top two movies of the summer are going to be released in July that are live action, that are not animated films. So if I would go through the top two live action films, they're going to be released in July. The first is Twisters. And Twisters, I think, is going to be absolutely spectacular on screen. Glenn Powell is one of the storm chasers in this one. So check out Twisters. It's going to be coming out. Of course, it's been, well, let's just say it's been 25-plus years since 1996 that we saw the original Twister on screen with Helen Hunt. But this one is going to be, it's going to be spectacular with Glenn Powell, Daisy Edgar Jones, and some others. So watch out for that one. The special effects are going to be amazing. And for the Midwest, I think we're all going to enjoy that one watching Twisters. And the one that everyone is talking about, I mean everyone, it's going to be an R-rated movie, but it is Deadpool and Wolverine. And expect this one to be massive. In fact, when you're looking at this one could be one of the top R-rated grossing movies ever. People are talking about this. Hugh Jackman is Wolverine. Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. The trailers for this one are absolutely hilarious. It should be the number one action movie of the summer. Deadpool and Wolverine is coming out towards the end of July. And I'm going to predict, my feeling is it's going to be either Deadpool or Twisters is the number one movie of the summer when it comes out.
Let me write that down, because you're going to deny it at the end of this. I didn't say it. Well, this is going to be podcast, so we're going to have the proof. Now, did you learn anything out technically about theaters at CinemaCon? Anything new technology coming out?
Well, in terms of technology, I would say you're getting some of the best technology and the best projection right now, right in our cinemas. Go check out our Ultra Screens and Super Screens. We've got laser projection in those. We've got crystal clear sound with our Dolby Atmos sound. And, of course, we have Dream Lounger seating right now. There is no place right now you can get a better picture than what you can at your local Marcus Theater. So go check that out. So
yeah,
I think technology-wise, we're there. And I think you'll start to see some other formats come in. We have our ScreenX, which is our ScreenX product, which is in our Ridge Cinema in New Berlin.
Let me stop you right there. We're out of time. Yep. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Next Friday, you're back again. We'll talk more. We'll pick that up right there, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
That's right.
Everyone go to the movies. It's going to be a great summer.
All right. For Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, thank you, Brett. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you Monday morning once again, 6 a.m., bright and early here at WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kristi Noem. Yep, we're finally talking about her. Tune in tomorrow. You cannot miss this.
Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has responded to President Biden.